descended in this world, taking the beauty and instant intrinsic mood of Srimati Radhika as Sachinandan Gauri. Why he came? Because we are eternal servant of Krishna. But unfortunately, we have forgotten. From endless birth and death, from the beginning of this creation, we are separated from him. And still now, we are traveling here, there, in this world, that world. Sometimes poor, sometimes like demigods. And searching happiness. But anyone is not happy. If for some time he may be happy, but old day must come. And one day you will have to give up this body. To this body you are thinking myself. But this body is not soul or super soul. This is the bag of urine, blood and stool, so many things. But even we are very much entangled to these sense gratifications. Krishna has mercifully given a very good chance that he has given you this human form, intelligence even. Labhvasu durlabham idam bahu sambhavante manushyam arthadam anityam api yadhira turnam jatet na patet anumatya javat nisheshaya visayau khalu sarvata. Very precious human body. And our body is very strong, beautiful. Guru is there. He is coming to your doors and calling you. And Krishna mercy that he has given satsanga like this. Time to time you meet sadhu sangha. But we don't give any importance of this. Neglect. If you will miss turnam jatet na patet anumatya jao. Try to know soul, yourself and super soul. If you are missing, again you will have to go in so many various pieces of life. That is donkey, monkey, hog, shoe and everything. You will have to must go in these species of life. So, be careful. For this Krishna came. But he did not give process of having, attending prem. Parsi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers like Rupa Sanatan, Goswami and others. They are giving the process. So all the parshad associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the form of Vaishnava Acharya. Nearly Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami And he sent one, his disciple, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, to western country. And after that, he is inspiring me to come to all these places. So, I think that you should use this human form in proper way. You should realize soul and super soul and the relation between Krishna and us in this life. Otherwise, in other species of life, you cannot. That is why Swamiji came, and in few couple of years he established so many preaching centers in America, then European countries, England and France and other places, in Australia, in Malaysia, everywhere. Even those who are coming only by His grace, reading His books. So, we should try to listen Hari Katha very carefully and also follow. If you will not follow totally, then you cannot realize. So, why our Kambudhi? Mahambudhi Prabhu, Bhagavat Prabhu and other devotees has called me. Our Mahambudhi Prabhu will speak two words. Why you called? Why Swamiji came?
Hare Krishna. So, Srila Gurudev has asked me to say something. So, unfortunately for everyone, I'll try my best to say something. Srila Gurudev is coming in a tradition of our Gaudiya Acharyas. And this tradition are like flowers on a flower garland. And what is this flower garland? This is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that his Gauravani, that his desire that all living entities become freed from this material world and be able to go back home to their natural state in their position of the servant of Radha and Krishna, he wanted to give this. And so by his desire and his followers, we're so fortunate to have come in association of our Gaudiya Acharyas. As Srila Gurudev is explaining, the mercy of Lord Chaitanya is coming down in Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Sananta Saraswati. We're also finding Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj. We're finding Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar. We're also finding it coming down to our Srila Gurudev, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who came through this Western world with no money, $5 on a ship, at great hardship, at so old a time, to come to preach, to give this mercy from that he has received from his Gurudev and has received coming from Radha and Krishna down through Lord Chaitanya. This, his desire to preach, his desire to give everyone this opportunity, is unfathomable to us. So we're so fortunate that coming down also from Srila Prabhupada, we are seeing now, again, the second time for some of us, we're to see on this planet a pure devotee of the Lord, who in the same preaching manner as our Gaudiya Acharyas, is coming at great expense to his own health, at great mercy to keep all of us, his children, inspired, so that we don't become dried up by lack of association. So Srila Gurudev coming here is like a very wonderful thing for all of us. We know it is the most rarest thing in this world to actually have association of pure devotee. So we thank all of you for coming. And for those of us here in South Florida, Srila Gurudev has been here for a month. And it's like the waves of the Ganges is over flooding in South Florida. There are so many of his angas that are preaching, and now a tidal wave is coming, and this tidal wave of Harinam and Hari Kirtan is sweeping through all of you, and you are all now floating in the nectar of the holy name. Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhu will speak to us.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote one article about Thakur Bhaktivinod. And in that article, he said, what are the scriptures? He said, the scriptures are, not to belittle them, but are nothing more than the written record of the words that emanate from the lips of self-realized pure devotees. So we're all very fortunate to be able to assemble, just as the sages in Naimasharanya were able to assemble to hear from Sukha Goswami, just as the sages and Maharaj Parikit were able to assemble and hear from Sukadeva Goswami. We're similarly very fortunate to have come from so many places to also be able to hear the words that emanate from the lotus lips of another Sadguru, Acharya, His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivinoda Narayana Goswami Maharaj.
Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak. So by his order, I will say a few words, offering my pranams millions of times first to my Diksha Guru, Srila Prabhupada, and then unto the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Srila Gurudev. Srila Prabhupada's pranam mantra, Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharyane, Nevashesha Shunyavari Pashtachadizatayane. That Nevashesha Shunyavari. First, Srila Prabhupada had to come to this country to cut, as Srila Gurudev says, through the jungles of Nevashesha and Shunyavad, to defeat the thousands of years of Mayavadi philosophy which has come down from the Western religious philosophies like Judeo-Christian philosophy, Muslim philosophies. These religions taught a very impersonalistic concept, and these impersonalistic concepts filtered into all of the philosophy, all of the psychology, all of the education of Western world. So to defeat this Nirvishesha Sunyavadi, Srila Prabhupada had to come first to cut down these jungles of Nirvishesha Sunyavadi. But he also wrote many, many books, and within his books and within his teachings, he also gave Gauravani Pracharya. That the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Brajendranandan Sri Krishna. That his Dham Sri Vrindavan is not different from him. And that the worship that has been conceived by the gopis of Vrindavan is the greatest form of worship, that nothing is superior to this. Srila Prabhupada gave all of these gems, all of these wonderful gems within his books and within his teachings, but it was not easy to access them. It was not easy to access them because we were not prepared at the time. So he sent a great Mahabhagavat, a very dear Shiksha disciple of his, Srila Gurudev, to come to unlock the treasure chest of divine teachings within his books so that we could go and find these gems. My other Shiksha Guru, Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj, used to say that the ocean is very deep, and at the bottom of the ocean many gems are found. But you have to go very deep. You know, if you don't go very deep and you stay on the surface, all you'll catch is fish. But if you go very deep, then you can get many gems. But how you will go without a guide? Therefore, Shiksha Guru is required, Mahabhagavat is required, to take you deep into the ocean to find the Ratnagarbha, the great gems of transcendental wisdom, the Gauravani Pracharyane. Srila Gurudev has come very mercifully to teach us this great Gauravani Pracharyane, to teach us about Brajendranandan Sham, to teach us about Vrindavan Dham, and to teach us about Radhadasyam, the great treasure chest of serving Srimati Radharani and the gopis, and serving in this mood. This is a very special gift that he has come to bring to us in the Western world and all over the world. And by hearing the transcendental sound vibration from the lotus lips of the pure devotee, the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 20th chapter, 25th verse, teaches us that the transcendental sound vibration from the lotus lips of the Lord purifies the hearts of the living entity by carrying the aroma of the saffron particle, Shudakana, into the hearts of the living entities. And by purifying them gradually, under the guidance of the Mahabhagavat, one can achieve transcendental realization of all the truths of the Gauravani. So we are very fortunate to have Srila Gurudev here. Srila Prabhupada says in the purport to the second canto, third chapter, 24th verse, that one must study the transcendental Vedic literatures under the direct guidance of a self-realized soul. Failing this, one cannot understand the secrets of the Vedic literature. So we are very fortunate that we have our dear Srila Gurudev coming here to teach us this great transcendental knowledge. As he said, Srila Prabhupada asked him to do this, and by under Srila Prabhupada's direction, he has come here to do it. We are very, very grateful, and we cannot repay you the debt that we owe you for having come here to teach us, even in your advanced age and health. So we thank you so much, Srila Gurudev, for coming to teach us. Srila Gurudev ki jai! Srila Prabhupada ki jai!
Shripad Jalakat Prabhu is very prachin. Senior devotee. He has such great Gurudev. He should speak something. Jalakat Prabhu. You?
Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak. I'm not qualified to speak. Actually, I'm terrified to speak also. I've been very fortunate in my life. I can only speak about myself. I don't know anything else. I've been very fortunate in my life to have two great relationships. The first was with Srila Prabhupada, who very kindly accepted me as his disciple and saved me. But I was a young boy, and I couldn't really have a close relationship with Srila Prabhupada. And there were so many older people, more qualified, I felt afraid to get too close. So then one day in 1999, His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj manifested himself in my home. And he was very kind to me, and I had many questions, and he patiently answered all of those questions. And I used to cause great distress to Sripad Madhav Maharaj and Sripad Rajanath Prabhu, because I would always be there talking to him and asking him questions, and I would be there during the massage, and Gurudev was supposed to be relaxing, and he would be talking to me. And they would say, Gurudev needs to relax, you can't talk with him right now. Eventually they banned me from being there. But he was so kind to me. There's no reason to be kind to me. I have no talents, nothing special. But by his mercy, he has helped me to have some little bit of understanding of the absolute truth. For that, I cannot refuse his order. I am his surrendered servant, and I am so happy that he's kindly accepted me as his Siksha disciple. Thank you, Srila Narayan Maharaj, Srila Gurudev, for being kind to me. And thank you so much for coming here to Florida again for us all. Thank you very much.
Where is Nishkinchan Prabhu? Nishchinta Prabhu. You should come. Speak something. More about that.
So Gurudev has asked me to say something, and I find it very hard at this time to say anything. I'm very choked up.
He has once again come and given us his mercy.
I really can't say anything. If you let me speak, I'll speak. We're very fortunate. I myself have some little understanding, some little realization of how fortunate that we are. Srila Prabhupada was here. We were all in great ecstasy, and then he left, and we were not in such ecstasy anymore. And then, without any of us asking him, now, as far as I know, none of us really invited Srila Gurudev to come. I think he was ordered by his own spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada to come and help us. So we cannot actually understand our good fortune. Every now and then I get some glimpse of how fortunate I've become. Every now and then. And my request to everyone is that you also try very hard to serve Srila Gurudev, and you will also get some understanding of what he is giving. And it is really impossible to describe. And one time Srila Gurudev grabbed me, and he whispered, he says, "You cannot repay me." And in the set of books I have given him, I ended it with that. That my understanding is that these books were originally printed by Srila Prabhupada in India in 1962, 63, 64. And when he set sail for America, my understanding it was Srila Gurudev who arranged for them to be shipped with Srila Prabhupada. So from the very beginning, we should understand that even before many of us were even a twinkle in our daddy's eyes, that Srila Gurudev was serving very intimately our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, and that from the very beginning, he was helping Srila Prabhupada help us. And now we are very fortunate that twice a year he is traveling all over the world, despite so much inconvenience, despite his health. He is coming and giving us mercy, more mercy, most mercy. And we can all taste this mercy. We should not, I ask the devotees, do not become bliss bunnies. You just hop around and come to see Gurudev, hear a few things, and then hop back. Listen to what Srila Gurudev has to say, and somehow or another, in your heart, try and find what Gurudev wants you to do. My understanding is that there is only one question that one should ask his spiritual master. How may I serve you? And if we serve our spiritual master very nicely, I myself, like I said, am getting some little realization. And I think that I am the most unqualified person. And if I can get some little realization and it can bring tears to a wicked person's eyes, you will all benefit greatly by hearing the Hari Katha from Srila Gurudev.
Still do.
और क्रोध परमानंद नित्यानंद राम अभिमान शून्य निता नगरी बिराय अक्रोध परमानंद
नित्यानंद
अक्रोध परमानंद नित्यानंद राय अभिमान शून्य निता नगरी बिराय अक्रोध परमानंद नित्यानंद राय
अभिमान शून्य निता नगरी बिराय
अधम पतित जीवे द्वारे द्वारे गिया हरि नाम महामंत्र पीछे ना बिलैया अधम पतित जीवे द्वारे द्वारे गिया हरि नाम महामंत्र पीछे ना बिलैया अक्रोध परमानंद नित्यानंद राय अभिमान शून्य निता नगरी बिराय
अक्रोध परमानंद नित्यानंद
जारे देखे तारे कहे तबे तृण भूरी हमार की नया लहा बल पर हरी
जारे देखे तारे कहे तबे तृण भूरी हमार की नया लहा बल पर हरी
जारे देखे तारे कहे तबे तृण भूरी हमारे की नया लहा बल पर हरी
जारे देखे तारे कहे
अक्रोध परमानंद नित्यानंद राय अभिमान शून्य निता नगरी बिराय घूमे गड़ी जाय सुनार पर्वत जेना धूला ते
लोका
तो बाली नित्यानंद घूमे गड़ी जाय सुनार पर्वत जेना धूला ते लोका अक्रोध परमानंद नित्यानंद राय अभिमान शून्य निता नगरी बिराय
अक्रोध परमानंद नित्यानंद राय
अभिमान शून्य निता नगरी बिराय जिन अवतार करो रति न जमिल लोचन बोले से पापे लो आर गेलो चनेलो लोचन बोले से पापे लो आर गेलो परमानंद नित्यानंद राय अभिमान शून्य निता नगरी बिराय
परमानंद नित्यानंद राय
हारे दिया हरि नाम महामंत्र पीछे ना दिलाया
बोलिए श्री वृंदावन बिहारी लाल की सचिनंदन गौर हरि की निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे जय जय राधा रमन हरि बोल जय जय राधा रमन हरि बोल हरि बोल जय जय राधा मन हरि बोल जय जय राधा मन हरि बोल जय जय राधा मन हरि बोल
Thank you. Hari Bol, 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 Hari Bol
that you have heard everything from your Gurudev, Srila Sukadeva Goswami. You are very intelligent. You know Brahma Sutra. You know all Purans, Pancham Ved, Mahabharata, everything you know. Very intelligent. So, Prayena Alpayushah, Sabya class means Yuge Yana, Mandasu Manda Matayo, Manda Bhagya Hivu Padrita. The people of the Kali Yuga, Alpayu, their life very short. Even if we can think that even 100 years is, but half of our age goes in sleeping, and 20 years from 80 to 100. Too old, we cannot do anything. And from childhood to 20 years, it takes so much to learn how to maintain our life. Thus, these uncontrolled persons, what they can do? So, you know, you are sadhu. How our soul will be happy? Jayatma, jena, atma samprasitati. There is not us for body happiness or mind happiness. Because they used to know that we are soul. So how our soul can be happy? And then Sutta Goswami, he did pranam to his Gurudev, and then he began to tell something what he has heard from his Gurudev. And his Gurudev has read from his father and Guru Vyas Dev. Savai Punsan Paro Dharmo Chato Bhakti Radhokkhaje Ahetukya Apatihata Jyatma Samprasidati. He is telling that for all living beings, there is a Parama Dharma, not material dharma. To do bhakti in the Lord's feet of Adhoksha Prabhu Swayam Krishna without any reason, apratihata. And by that, by serving that Adhokkhaj out of mind and body and vachan means words, and then by serving we can be happy. This is transcendental bhakti. The Manobhist Purak of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the mercy of Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Rupa Goswami has given a paribhasha. Definition of bhakti. Anya vilasita sunyam jnan karmadhyanabhritam. Anukullena krishna anusilanam bhakti uttama. It covers everything. What before had been told and what will be told afterward. Very good definition. What is the meaning? You. Yes.
Guruvaya Gaurachandaya Radhikaya Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namaha. Sri Rupa Goswami, who fulfilled the innermost heart desire of Radhabhav Jyoti Sivalitam Naomi Krishna Sarupam of the combined avatar of Radha Krishna, he gave one definition or paribhasya of bhakti. Of course, many definitions of bhakti have been given, but Rupa Goswami collected everything that was in them and also gave something that was not given before. So very quickly, Anya Bilasita Sunyam Jnana Karmadi Navatam Anukulena Krishna Anusalanam Bhakti Uttama. We've heard this many times from Guru Maharaj, how each syllable has so many different meanings. But Rupa Goswami has given us the definition of Uttam Bhakti, or pure devotion. It is characterized by Surup Lakshan, means intrinsic symptoms, and Bahiranga, some external symptoms. Anya Bilasita Sunyam. At first, that pure devotion should be completely devoid of any material desires. Desires for liberation, desires for elevation to the heavenly planets, desires for yogic perfection, any type of material desire in this world, any type of material desire in the heavenly planets. Anya bilasita sunya. Sunya means devoid of. Therefore, Uttam Bhakti, one of the first symptoms we'll have to see, is that it's completely devoid of any touch of self-desire. Krishna Bhakti Niskam Ataiva Ashanti Sakala Shanti. Only the devotee of Krishna is completely without desire, because he doesn't desire anything for himself, therefore he has no lust. All his desires are to fulfill the desires and for the pleasure of Krishna. Therefore bhakti must be completely devoid of any self-interest. Anya Bilas, then one may ask, why Anya Bilas Sita? Sita means, Rupa Goswami has said, in times of emergency, for example, when Draupadi Devi, when she was being stripped naked by Dusasan, that time was an emergency. She prayed, Krishna Rakasaranam Apto Jivata Hari. Hey Krishna, protect my shame. So Sri Rupa Goswami has described, even though it may appear to be some type of desire for one's own interest, for Draupadi to protect her womanly chastity, still, because this is an emergency, it's not devoid of pure bhakti. Therefore, Anya Bilasita Sunyam Jnana Karmadi Navritam. The pure bhakti should not be covered by jnana or karma. So Guru Maharaj explains, jnana is of many types. So jnana means knowledge. But without knowledge, one cannot exist in this world. Even to eat, even to tie my shoelace, even to drive the car, is one type of knowledge. Therefore, one cannot be without knowledge in this world, but knowledge should not cover bhakti. Knowledge should be used in a way that is favorable to Bhagavan. So generally there are two types of knowledge in regards to spiritual topics. One is tadpadat jnana. That means knowledge of my position as a servant of the Supreme Lord, knowledge of Krishna's position, knowledge of Maya tattva, bhakti tattva, jiva tattva, Ishwara tattva. This tattva jnana, or knowledge in relationship to Krishna, should not be given up. But the type of jnana which should be completely given up is that Brahma Atma Eka Supa jnana. That knowledge where the jiva does not admit there's any separation between himself and Bhagavan. But we say impersonalism or Advaitavad. That Advaitavad should not cover bhakti. Therefore, finally, in the last sense, like the Brijabasis, they're the complete example that they've given up even knowledge of Krishna's position as being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. eva gyani praya samudapashyanamante eva jivanti satmakaratam varadiyavatam. Finally, in the last sense, even that knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, even that will not cover our bhakti. And that's manifested in the hearts of the Brijavasis. So knowledge should not cover bhakti. It should be anukul, in a favorable way towards devotion towards the Lord. Only suska gyan, dry knowledge, cannot help us. Therefore, that has been rejected. And karma anavritam. Without karma, one cannot live in this world. For example, we're coming here. I'm driving a car. I'm doing some work to get money to pay for the festival fees, etc., etc. This is karma because it's used in a way that's favorable for the service of Hari Guru Vaishnav. Therefore, it should not be rejected. Karma means anything we do for our own, to taste the fruits of our own activity. So I'm working hard day and night, money, 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 brighter than sunshine, sweeter than honey, and I have no time for my bhakti. That's an example of karma covering our devotion. Therefore, both gyan, knowledge, and karma should be used in a way that's favorable to devotion. It should not suppress bhakti. Anukulena krishnanam silanam. Silanam means to cultivate. Therefore, bhava rupa and chesta rupa. One should cultivate activities by the body, mind, and words, and by the cultivation of transcendental emotions for the benefit of Krishna. So, why benefit? So, time is a little short, so I'm quickly giving. Guru Maharaj says there's an overextension of the definition or an underextension of the definition of anukulena. For example, when Ravan was fighting with Ram, that time Ram is also Veer Purush. He also likes a good fight. That time when Ravan was fighting with Ram, Ram felt one type of happiness. So one can say, well, this can be called bhakti because Ravan's activities are giving happiness to Ram. But our Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is described, no. Because he is actually fighting to kill Ram. He's not fighting to give happiness to Ram. Therefore, cannot be called uttam bhakti. And an underextension of the definition is, for example, when Madhya Soda, she sees Krishna is eating dirt, she pulls Krishna's ear and slaps him, and Krishna is crying. The one may ask, what type of bhakti is this? Madhya Soda is giving pain to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, this cannot be called bhakti. But our Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, no, the Madhya Soda is beating because if Krishna eats dirt, then he'll become sick. Therefore, her beating of Krishna is for Krishna's benefit. Therefore, all these things Rupa Goswami has done, but there should be some anusilanam, some cultivation. Guru Maharaj says, only not having an against mood towards Krishna cannot be called bhakti, because a tree has no hatred towards Krishna, but he's not doing anything for Krishna. Therefore, bhakti means the cultivation of activities by body, mind, words, and by transcendental emotions. Anusilanam, anu here has many meanings. Anu means continuously. Not like one time on Sunday, Hari Bol, Hari Krishna, that's it. Like a continuous stream of honey from a jar, it should be unbroken. Anu also means, most importantly, anugatya, under the guidance of a pure guru. We should not think, oh, I am chanting Harinam, I am doing this, this is called bhakti. Because bhakti is not an activity of the material mind or senses. Activity is what? It's the briti of Bhagavan Sri Krishna's Sarup Shakti. It's not a material, the tendency to serve Krishna and the activities of serving Krishna are not material. Mamchoya Bhavachana Bhakti Yogana Sevata Saguna Samatittayam Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, my seva is completely beyond material nature, and we are in material nature, therefore alone we cannot perform bhakti. Therefore, most importantly, bhakti should be done under the guidance of a liberated soul. One more last thing. Saraswati Thakur, when he went to South India, the local devotee said, Gurudev, would you like to meet a great devotee of Ram? When he was such a great devotee, he was run over by a train, his legs were chopped off, but he was still chanting, Ram, Ram. Would you like to meet him? So asked Saraswati Thakur, that's my Gurudev's guru's spiritual master, he said, yes, I always like to meet the devotees. So when that man came to Saraswati Thakur, Saraswati Thakur asked, under whose guidance are you serving Ram? Are you serving Lord Ram under the guidance of Hanuman, or Bharat, or Shatrughna, or Sita, or anyone? That man said, no, I'm only concerned with Ram directly. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave pranam, you have no bhakti at all. Anusilanam. Most important thing, bhakti must be done under the guidance of a liberated soul, of a guru, then uttam bhakti. Then, if our bhakti has all of these things, and a few more that I probably missed out, then this can be called uttam bhakti or pure devotion.
I have a question only. Shripad Damodaras was telling Mother Yasoda was beating Krishna, slapping Krishna.
Never. He only showed something. I will beat you. But you are not. So, within, we should try to think, what am I do for Krishna, for the benefit of Krishna. Even your laukiki kriya,
worldly activity,
we should do for Krishna. What is favorable for Krishna, we should strongly do. What is not favorable to Krishna, Guru Vaishnava, we should give up. So if you are doing bhakti like this, Vasudeva Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prayojita, Janat Asu Vairagyam Gyanam Chahetukam. If anyone is strongly following this bhakti, what will become? Very soon, jnana and vairagya, Krishna tattva, Radha tattva, Prem tattva, Bhakti tattva, all kinds of tattva, he will know. And vairagya, detachment from worldly things, surely come. If not comes, that you should think that there is something lacking in our bhakti. So surely, not even a drop of tear comes. No pulak, hair standing, no any symptom that where is bhakti. So try to follow very strongly. If detachment from worldly things, worldly desires does not come, then your bhakti, you are not Shuddha. So I think our bhakti is not Shuddha. And Tattva Gyan, Gopi has not gone to any school. But every, all kinds of tattva gyan, they used to defeat Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj, he was in only in the womb of her mother. And for 60,000 years he heard from Narada. And that is why from birth he knows everything. So if there is no Gyan, no Vairagya, then anywhere some loop and hole in our bhakti, so try to repair it. Dharma Swanishtita Punsan Vishwak Sen Kathasuya Not Padyad Yadiratim Sramayevahi Kevalam. Dharma Swanishtita, if you are following bhakti, but there is no taste in Harikatha hearing, then everything is then Gyan Vairagya and other things will not come. So first test in hearing katha should come. Badanti tattva tattva vidas tattam jajjnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaneti shaktati. So Sut Goswami is telling those who know all kinds of tattva, advaya jnan par tattva. What is advaya jnan par tattva? That is called Brahma, Paramatma and Swayam Bhagavan. Can you? What is Advaita Gyan Tattva? You should all carefully hear.
Om Ajnanam Timirandasya Jnanam Jana Salakaya Chaksuram Nilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak a few words on this verse spoken by Srila Sutta Goswami. Vedanti tat tattva vidas tattvam yaj jnanam advayam prameti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdite. Bhagavan Sri Krishna is advaya jnan paratattva. That is, he's one without a second. In his complete feature, he is Bhagavan. Then his partial manifestations are Paramatma, the super soul in everyone's heart, and Brahma, the all-pervading, colorless, odorless, but spiritual substance on which all the Vaikuntha planets are resting, like the spiritual outer space. Our Srila Prabhupada gives the analogy of a hill in understanding these three features. Seen from very, very far away, the hill appears like a cloud. Then one comes closer and one sees that it is something green. When one comes very close to the hill, then he sees that there's so much shrubs and trees and birds and plants and so many varieties. So seen from very far away, the absolute truth appears as Brahman, the all-pervading aspect of the Supreme Lord. Coming closer, one understands him as the super soul in everyone's heart and in every atom. And when one comes very close, when one has traced the Sadhu Sangha and hears from a bona fide guru and shastra, then he understands that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead with innumerable manifestations of incarnations, his original form, his expansions, his manifestations like Karuna Dakshaya Vishnu and Kira Dakshaya Vishnu and Garbha Dakshaya Vishnu, and his incarnations like Ram, Nisringa, Varaha. Another analogy is given of a train. The train seen from very far away looks just like a light. From close up, it looks like a big piece of metal. And from very close, when one enters, then one can see all the varieties of seats and newspapers and things. Also the sun. When one sees the sun from very far, then it's just effulgence. A closer understanding is the sun disk over everyone's head. And then one enters the sun planet and meets the sun god. That's like Bhagavan realization. Srila Jiva Goswami gives a very interesting understanding of this verse and Advaya Jnan Paratattva. That is, somebody may give an objection that how can you say that Bhagavan is non-dual, that he's the one without a second absolute truth. So there are three ways of seeing that he is non-dual. One is his body. Somebody may say, well, he has different parts of his body, therefore it's dual. But actually, although in our body, the parts of our body, one part cannot function for another part, with the Supreme Bhagavan Sri Krishna, his every limb of his body can act for every other limb. Again, what is that verse? Anganiyasa Sakalendriya Vritti Manti. Every one of his limbs has the full-fledged function of every other limb. He can accept food with his lotus feet when the devotee offers foodstuffs to his lotus feet. He can also eat by hearing, by his ears, when the devotee offers the mantra, Etat Naivadyam Srim Klim Radhakrishnabhyam Nama. So all of the parts of his body can act with the full-fledged function of every other part. And then somebody may say that he has so many various incarnations. So that's dual. But no, Srila Jiva Goswami explains there's no duality there. Because as Brahmaji explained in Brahma Samhita, all that Supreme Lord Krishna is like, he's Kala Chandra. He's the supreme full moon. And Ramadi Morti Sukalani Amena Tistan Nanavatara Makarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhava Paramat Pramanayo Govindam Adipurusham Tamahang Bhajami. There's only one moon, but there's a half moon, a full moon, a quarter moon, a new moon, and somebody may say there are different moons. 15 different moons going to the full moon and 15 different moons going to the new moon. But actually there's only one moon and it's either seen fully or it's not seen fully. Then someone may say, okay, well then there's a difference between Krishna and his different energies. But there's no difference. Shakti Shakti Matayor Aveda. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained in his Dasamul Shiksha that both the living entity and this material energy are simultaneously one with and different from the Lord, but never different because they're always fully dependent on the Lord's existence. The Lord is Shakti Shakti Matayor Aveda. He's non-different from his complete Swarup Shakti, and that Swarup Shakti has different functions as internal energy, as marginal energy, and as the material energy. And in the spiritual world, has different functions as Sandini, as Samvit, and as Ladini. But she is all one complete energy, and this energy is non-different from the supreme energetic source. I have some energy. I can throw something, I can talk loudly, I can move around, and that energy is not different from me. So Srila Jiva Goswami has established by these three avedas, non-differences, that the Supreme Lord is the one without a second absolute truth. And this was accepted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his teachings to Sri Sanatana Goswami, that all other features of the Lord are his expansions. But the Advaya Gyan Paratattva is Vrijendra Nandan Shyamasundar, the worshipful Lord of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur says that I have no other opinion than Mahaprabhu's opinion, that Arajya Bhagavan Vrijesha Tanayas Tadama Vrindavanam, the supreme worshipable absolute truth, one without a second, is Vrijendra Nandan Shyamasundar. And his dham, Vrindavan dham, is also not different from him. The worship of the Braj Ramanis is the highest form of worship, and the evidence of this is Srimad Bhagavatam. Love of God, prema, and particularly Braj prema, is the ultimate goal of life and the highest benefit for the living entity. This is the teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and I have no other opinion and don't accept anybody else's opinion but his.
So the purport of Advaita Gyan Tattva, Krishna is Advaita Gyan Tattva. That is, one has no separate existence. Everything in Krishna, like Balaram, Sri Ram, Nisinghadev, all are manifestation of Krishna. Krishna comes in that form. His Dham Vrindavan, not different. Gopis and Radhika, they are power of Krishna. Whole world has created by whom? Karnapnishai Vishnu. Means coming from Krishna originally. So, from Gyan Tattva, he is seen like Brahma, the Angakanti of Krishna, and Paramatma, who is our Sakshi in my heart, everyone's heart, and Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. This is, in brief, all these things. So, Saddhadhana Munayo, Gyan Vairagya Yuktaya, Pasyanti Atmani Chatmanam Bhakta Sutgrihita. So, following this bhakti, so many rishis, mercy, Vaishnavgan, has realized this theory, and they are doing bhakti after Sutgrihita, after hearing from Guru Vaishnava and then doing that. Srimatam Swakata Krishna Punya Samada Kirtana Hridyantastu Jya Bhadrai Vidunot Sudhida. O you. These lines, slokas, are the main thing in Srimad Bhagavatam. And everything explanation of these slokas.
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So Srila Gurudev has been narrating the second chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in sequence of their shlokas. And now Srila Suta Goswami is beginning to explain the powerful effect of hearing this message of Srimad Bhagavatam. In five shlokas he gives the gradual progress that takes place in the heart of anyone who properly hears this message from the proper source. So he tells Srinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana Hridyantaksto Hibadrani Vidunoti Suhritsatam. Here Srila Suta Goswami has said that this message of Srimad Bhagavatam is called Krishna Katha, topics about Krishna, Svakata Krishna. It is about this Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, who is the topmost absolute truth. Srinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. If anyone hears this topic, it is the most exalted spiritual activity that he can perform. And the power of this is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself, who is situated within everyone's heart, Hridyantaksto, he is there in the heart as the Suhrit, the well-wishing friend of every living entity. And when he sees that someone is attempting to hear about him, then immediately he takes notice, and hridyantaksto hyabhadrani vidunoti. And now he begins to cleanse the heart of all abhadras. Abhadra means something that is not bhadra, not auspicious, not helpful, not desirable in our life, in our heart. The problem is this: why we have so many anya abhilash, so many other material desires, because we have these contaminations within the heart. But the power of the Srimad Bhagavatam is that by hearing from the proper source, the proper authority, Sri Krishna himself will cleanse those material desires within the heart. And then, nashtak praeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. Then, by regularly performing bhagavat seva, nityam bhagavata sevaya, then a person begins to regularly hear this message of Srimad Bhagavatam, not just once a week, once a month, but daily, constantly, he is absorbed in hearing the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, but also he is serving the personality who is called the Person Bhagavatam, the personification of the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. He is performing service to the pure devotee of Krishna, who has this pure love for Krishna. So, by this process, nashtak prayeshu abhadreshu, almost all of the contaminations within the heart will be gradually cleansed away. And then, bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. Then he comes to the level where his bhakti, his devotion to the Supreme Lord, is no longer unsteady. It is no longer interrupted by so many other pursuits and desires, but now it becomes naishtiki bhakti. Now it becomes firmly fixed bhakti. And then, tada rajastamo bhava kama lobha dayaschaye cheta etair anavitam stitam sattve prasidati. Now the effect that has been causing all the problems for progressive spiritual realization, which is the effect of the lower modes of nature, tamagun and rajagun. This causes the heart to be full of lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, and all of these lower desires. So, by this process of hearing, that influence of the lower modes of nature will be removed, and then kama lobha dayaschaye cheta etair anavidham. Now the person's spiritual consciousness becomes unaffected by these lower modes of nature. And stitam sattve prasidati, now he becomes situated in pure goodness, sattva-gun, and prasidati. He becomes very satisfied. No longer he's hampered, no longer he's harassed by all of these lower desires and effects. And then, evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogataha bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. Now his mind becomes prasanna manasa. His mind becomes very satisfied, very peaceful, free from all desires and hankering. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogataha. This is real pure bhakti to Bhagavan. This is the effect. As Srila Gurudev quoted the shloka, Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita, that just by performing this pure bhakti, automatically the influence of pure knowledge within the heart will arise, and also renunciation and detachment. So now the devotee has come to this level where evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogata bhagavat tattva vijnanam. He is now realizing bhagavat tattva, the truth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and mukta sangasya jayate. Now he becomes freed and liberated from the effect of the material nature, and he becomes a soul who within this world is like the lotus flower standing above the water, untouched by the water. He is not affected by the lower modes of nature, and now he enters into a transcendental position. And then, what is the next? vidyate hridaya grantis chityante sarva samshaya chiyante chasya karmani drishta evatmanishvare. Vidyate hridaya grantis. In the heart, there was this knot. In everyone's heart in the material world, it is bound like a knot in the heart. Very difficult to undo this knot. But by the power of this pure bhakti, by the power of this message of Srimad Bhagavatam, vidyate hridaya grantis, this knot is pierced within the heart. And chidyante sarva samshaya, all doubts are removed. Now he's firmly convinced because he has tattva vigyan. He's realized his relationship with the Lord. And now, kshiyante chasya karmani. Now his constant repetition of birth and death, the karmic cycle, is now terminated. And drishta evatmanishvare. Now he sees within his own heart the Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead. And now his whole life is one of absolute devotion and surrender to him. So by the Srimad Bhagavatam, by hearing this message of Srimad Bhagavatam, these guaranteed effects will come. But it is essential to hear from the proper source, from the proper authority, who has realized the message of Srimad Bhagavatam.
So, hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam is most essential. You know, Parikshit Maharaj, in 7 days, he only heard the Harikatha. What he followed? Only hearing. And what became? Went up to the last goal. He told to his mother, mother Uttara, oh, don't think Krishna as Lord of Lords, Supreme Lord, like your most beloved, like gopis. You to think that Krishna is my most beloved, so you should do like this. So in 7 days it becomes. So we will hear this katha, Krishna katha, pastimes, up to Raslila and more, Bhagavad Gita and other things. Then what will happen? This idea will come. And thus, gradually you will have opportunity to follow all other things. So we have some time. Parikshit Maharaj has no time. But he heard so strongly and carefully that in 7 days he went to Glok Vrindavan by that gold Premanande. Krishna Das.